This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have shared with you there on the site. You can actually create the content by submitting whatever you want. Maybe it's a link to a YouTube video or a blog post or some kind of news item. You post it up there via our Reddit-based system, and then other listeners can voice their approval or their disapproval. They can vote up or down. You can vote on things there as well. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Looks like there is another alleged beheading video. The last one that we discussed, some were saying was not legitimate, that the video was fake. I don't know anything about this new video. All I've seen is the headline so far, so we'll see if we can dig in a little bit further to that here tonight. But there's good news, and the good news is coming from Scotland, where we discussed a few months ago the push for Scottish independence, the idea of Scotland breaking away from the United Kingdom, Great Britain, which is a very exciting concept. Nice to see something like that being even on the table for discussion, let alone come to a vote in, a couple weeks, I think, now? It's not very far away.
It's not very far at all. You know, I've got to kind of wonder about this. The best I can see is the advantage for leaving the England is the North Sea oil, right? Like, we get to keep our resources.
Well, I think, also the advantage is you're not under the thumb of some government that doesn't represent you.
The government that you're going to have in Glasgow isn't going to represent you either.
No, that's true. But at least it'll be a little closer to home. I mean, I for one, would rather have the New Hampshire state government to deal with than the federal government.
I agree with you, but do you understand that you're an ideologue? You're not looking at this from any practical standpoint. You're just like, I love secession! Give me some more secession!
Yeah, I mean,
give me!
Decentralization is sensible. It makes sense. It works. It lessens power that people have. And it's something that has been happening around the world. So, yay, let's see more of it.
Fine. But that isn't going to be particularly a reason why you would do it where you are. Consider for a second that Alabama or Mississippi, places that net receive money from Washington, D.C., might consider themselves better off by staying in the federal government, right? Like, so there's a practical concern here. So I'm talking about practicalities. I'm not talking about Ian's proclivity for secession. So there's the North Sea oil, right? Like, you'd get to keep the money from the North Sea oil, whatever the Scotland was able to drain from the people that do the legitimate work of getting the money out of there, would then be, lavished upon just Scottish citizens as opposed to spread out all across the UK.
Okay.
And whereas the downside apparently is the loss of the British pound. But I look at this and I haven't read a
good...
How
about a downside?
That's the question that I have. I'm really sort of asking the listeners here. I haven't read anything that makes me believe that it's a great idea to be still using the British pound. I mean, if they want to tie
it's a
currency.
State currency, right? So the
if they want
it.
To make the Scottish mutton and they want to call it, they want to tie it to the pound, they can do that. For instance, the Belizean dollar is tied to the U.S. dollar at 50 cents apiece. I don't know why they chose to do it at 2-1 when they could have just done it 1-1. These are just arbitrary numbers. Mm. But they tie their currency to the currency of another country, and that can be done if you want to tie your the Scottish mutton to to the pound. You can do that. I don't see what the advantage is, and I wish people understand how money works better than I do would explain to me why I would care as a Scottish citizen to lose the pound.
They could also just keep using the pound. Nothing would stop them from using the pound.
Yeah, they could continue to use it.
There's plenty of countries that use the greenback.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there's de facto, many countries continue to use it. It's like, yes, so we'll take your U.S. dollars. Sure, sure, sure. They'll do it right there. Now, I mean, you know, are you going to get screwed on the exchange rate? That depends on the vendor you're dealing with.
So here's the good news from the Telegraph in the U.K. Support for Scottish independence has risen 8 points in a month, according to a new poll. Now, when we were talking about this issue earlier in the year, it wasn't even close. It was overwhelming, almost, the amount of people who were against Scotland declaring independence from the UK. But things have been changing over the last few months. The no camp, that is those who do not wish to leave, are now just 6 points ahead of the yes campaign, down from 14 points in just mid-August and 22 points early last month. So things are changing dramatically as the poll, or the actual vote approaches. Within just about a month, it's gone from 22 points that the no camp was 22 points ahead to 6 points ahead. That's a huge closing of the gap to happen within approximately a few weeks.
Yeah.
So people are starting to be swayed. People are starting to pay attention to this issue over there. The word is getting out. The latest YouGov poll found that excluding don't knows, 53% of those questioned plan to vote no, while 47% would back yes. That compares to 57% for no and 43% for yes in mid-August, and 61% for no and 39% for yes at the beginning of last month. Blair Jenkins, chief executive of Yes Scotland, said, quote, "This breakthrough poll shows that yes has the big momentum. It's an all-time high for yes support in a YouGov survey so far, and an 8-point swing from no to yes in just 3 weeks. We only need another 3-point swing to achieve a yes for Scotland on September 18th. So,
wow.
We're literally just over 2 weeks away from this vote at this point. He goes on saying, Scotland is one of the wealthiest countries in the world. More and more people are beginning to realize that a yes vote is Scotland's one opportunity to make that enormous wealth work better for everyone who lives and works here, create more jobs here, and protect vital services such as the NHS from the damaging effects of Westminster privatization. So they want to keep their national health program intact. It's not necessarily a libertarian movement here, but
that's
it doesn't have
issue.
To be. It doesn't have to be.
Right. That's not the issue at all. I mean,
that's what's great about secession. It benefits a lot of people.
Prior to World War I, there were fewer than 100 countries. Now there are more than 200.
Well, you know, that's only a partially accurate statement. There were more countries prior to the period prior to World War I. So it was like a lot, and then it went down to 100,
yeah.
And then it went up. There was
a centralization. There's no doubt about that. But the fact is that I think that we can see that different groups are going to want their voice, and they feel like they can get a better voice by being whatever that, you know, that group is. And I think that here in the United States, one needs to consider, what does somebody in Keene, New Hampshire have to do with somebody who's in Phoenix, Arizona?
As compared to, say, Montreal, which is 4 hours away?
Right. Montreal's 3 hours away. I mean, you know, there's somebody right there. Why do I care in any sense other than they're people and I love them in sort of the humanity way that humans should love humans?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do I care? And I just don't really see why there's anything. There's no relationship. There's nothing the same.
Well, the argument would be that we're all in America and freedom. Freedom, baby.
Yeah, well, we're all on the planet and freedom, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. None of that makes any sense to me.
While the no campaign pressed the panic button and blame each other for a series of blunders, yes, we'll get on the job with persuading more of our fellow citizens, both no and undeclared or undecided voters, that we need a yes vote to put Scotland's future in Scotland's hands. The latest poll for The Sun and The Times questioned over 1,000 respondents between August 21st and September 1st. So these are fresh numbers. Better Together campaign director Blair McDougall said, so this is the no side.
Yeah.
Blair McDougall's from We Need to Keep It Together. He says, quote, "We need the silent majority who back a no vote to do their bit, whether it's voting on the day, knocking on doors, making phone calls, and speaking to friends and family. The silent majority should feel confident in speaking up." Now, that's interesting that he's using terms like that. his belief is that there's all these people out there, the majority of they're just silent. They're just not talking. They don't want to be heard on this. Well, why not? Is it embarrassing to be in favor of, or rather, is it embarrassing to be opposed to secession? Why are these people so silent if this is such an important issue?
Well, people don't like change.
Well, that much is true, but shouldn't they be speaking against the change they don't like? And this
maybe they don't have good reasons.
And they probably don't. 855, 450. Listen, it's always been that way.
Status quo never has good reasons.
855, 450, free. Take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, KFNN, Money Radio, 1510 AM and 99.3 FM in the Phoenix area. So welcome aboard.
Sweet.
To everybody out there, if you're new to the show, well, you've probably already realized we're probably a little bit different from the rest of the radio programming out there in Talkland. We talk about freedom consistently on Free Talk Live, and you don't really get that anywhere else. We also will take your calls about anything you want, anytime you want to make the calls. We're here live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, so if you're not getting us live, you can still just call in during the live hours and then listen to yourself on the radio later in what they call in the business delay broadcast. So we're here for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Scottish independence, and we can continue that discussion here in a moment, but I also want to introduce you to Andrew Jones. He is the one of the three or four people actually, who have been charged with being the operators of the Silk Road, the administrators, the higher-ups at the Silk Road, which is an underground drug marketplace that the FBI busted about a year ago. Actually, it was in October of 2013 when they shut down the servers to the Silk Road. They busted the alleged main administrator, the owner of the site, the alleged owner, Ross Ulbricht. Ross has been getting all the press coverage about this, and you probably have already heard about FreeRoss.org. You can go there and donate to his campaign. But the other guys are facing nearly the same charges as Ross. The only charges they're not facing are the kingpin charge, and so they've got hacking, money laundering, and drug conspiracy charges. So Andrew Jones is one of those people. He's also a Free State Project participant, which means that he's a little bit closer to home. We don't know him well, but he did come here to Keene, New Hampshire, and visited with his girlfriend a couple of years ago, and that's where I met them. That's why they reached out to me to ask for my help in promoting DrewsDefense.org. If you want to help out Andrew Jones, because, you know, again, Free Ross, that's a great site. We support that. But Drew has gotten next to zero press. He got some news when he was originally arrested, and since then, there's been almost nothing. So, therefore, this may be the only time you've heard about DrewsDefense.org. So if you want to help out Drew, he could use it. Obviously, Ross could use your help, too, FreeRoss.org. DrewsDefense.org to help out Andrew Jones, one of the alleged operators of the Silk Road. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is a story from the Telegraph. It's kind of a short piece updating folks on the striking change in the polling numbers prior to the vote on September 18th. It looks like it's going to be a close one. And earlier this year, it didn't look like it was going to be close. And I remember you were poo-pooing, I think it was you, Mark, poo-pooing some of the numbers earlier this year as though, you know, they didn't have a chance. But things can change, and they can change quickly. And that's what's happened in the last month.
Well, I'm about to poo-poo them again.
Okay, well, right now, the no camp are only 6 points ahead of the yes campaign. So the people that want to see secession are only 6 points behind, which means they only need to change 4% of the vote. And so they can do that. That's doable at this point.
Consider for a second, I don't know, like I'm looking into this with new eyes now that you're talking about the vote being close.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of people being, you know, being ruled closer from home to home. I would like that home to be inside yourself. I believe one should rule oneself. But regardless, I think these are all very interesting. But do you think that a decision as important as this should hinge on a 50% plus one vote? I mean, don't you think that it should be more important than that? Like, it should be bigger than that?
Are you saying it should be 60% or 70%?
It would seem to me that if you're going to, I don't know, sever ties from that are hundreds of years old.
Well, I'd rather have to reach 51% on that.
I agree that it's from a practical standpoint, that's what I'd prefer, too. I'm asking you about should.
It could be a problem if somebody tries to flip it back. Like, if 2 years later the resolution's on the ballot to rejoin the UK and all they need is 50%, so it could be bad from that perspective. But, no, I'd rather see this be 50% because
it's a
lot harder to make it to 70%.
Agreed, 100%.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm talking about what's right, not what you'd like.
None of this is right. It's a government system.
There you go.
Either way, people are going to be forced to do something they don't want to do. Right there. If the yes vote wins by 51%, then 49% of the people are going to be forced to be out of the union that they wanted to so desperately to still be a part of.
And this is kind of interesting. Now, think for a second. What would it be like if you could choose on your tax roll ballot thing? I don't know. If you could choose, and I'm talking about everybody in Scotland, could choose whether or not they wanted the new government in Glasgow to represent them, or if they wanted the old government in London to represent them.
It'd be that right there is an amazing paradigm shift. It's really even hard to understand how that would work. I mean, it's a cool idea, and I support it, and I think that, you know, that's the direction things should move in, because it's more decentralization. More choices in the marketplace,
right?
Which would be great, and then there would, in theory, be more competition between these different governmental organizations.
There'd also be replication, though. I mean, there's some things that governments do that, like, you know, do you want, for instance, there's towns all across New Hampshire that have 6 fire trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got 200 people in your town, between 200 and 1,200 people in your town. Do you really need 6 fire trucks? Mm-hmm. What about the town that has 5,000 people that only has 6 fire trucks? You know, there's a lot of sort of replication there that may not be necessary.
So, yeah, I mean, I would like to see people be able to make their own individual decisions. But in the meantime, I support secession, and I'm not going to apologize for it. If those people really want to stay in the UK, then I guess they could move to London.
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But here are the remaining thoughts from the story in the Telegraph. This is the no campaign. These are the people who do not want to leave the UK. Better Together campaign director Blair McDougall is calling on the silent majority. He says you need to get out, knock on doors, make phone calls, speak to friends. They should feel confident in speaking up. We will not be complacent for one second, and we'll do everything we can to secure the brightest future for Scotland within the UK. He goes on to say the nationalists talk as if they are winning, but the truth, Is that him? The nationalists talk as if they're winning, but the truth is this is yet another poll showing the campaign for Scotland to stay in the UK in the lead. Well, that's interesting. He's calling nationalists the people who want to secede.
I kind of get it.
Wouldn't they?
They would want to create a new nation,
I
right?
Guess,
they're
yeah.
nationalists.
We speak for the majority of Scots, but this poll confirms if people want Scotland to stay in the UK, they need to vote for it. Continuing, he says, the choice facing Scots couldn't be starker. A no vote is a vote for the best of both worlds. More powers for Scotland, backed up by the strength of the larger UK economy. A vote for separation would be a leap into the unknown. Putting our currency, jobs, pensions, and NHS at risk. Ah, yes. Now, this is the most persuasive argument for the status, for the person who is for the status quo. You said, Mark, the status quo has no argument, but this is a good argument for the status quo. It's not an actual argument, but it appears to be one, and it's a motivating one. It's inspiring to people to be afraid of the unknown, and that's what he's saying here.
One thing that you could consider, for instance, if New Hampshire was going to go up for secession one thing that would be said is, hey, we've paid in our whole lives to Social Security. Do you want to just give it away? And that's kind of what they're saying there.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's because you haven't paid in your whole life to Social Security. You haven't paid in much at all. But
I wouldn't care either way.
People who are 55 years old...
Brother, that's stolen money. It's gone. You might as well chalk that up. It's gone because they don't owe it to you, and they may not give it to you down the line. Unless you're 64 today.
About Social Security. It's going to be 59 and a half.
Yeah, you may not see Social Security if you're below 30. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market, not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find waiting for you. Got all kinds of good stuff, and it's all totally free at freetalklive.com. If you care about your online privacy, you should be using ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your data before it reaches your internet service provider. In fact, that'll mean that your ISP is not able to track you online anymore. It's very likely that they are keeping records of every website you visit, as well as every search that you make, in some cases for as long as 5 years. So you can stop that from happening. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. You can start for free with ProXPN. They do have an introductory free account, which is limited in bandwidth and some of the features. But you can jump right in and give it a test out and see how it works out. And it does work, and it works well. ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to premium, however, you can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world. You can access private torrenting ability, which is an awesome deal. And you can get past regionally blocked websites. And I've looked into the prices of just private torrenting services out there, and those are, from what I've seen, not very affordable. ProXPN, definitely affordable. You can get the price down to about $5 a month by using our discount code, FTL50. Use the code FTL50 when you check out and you get a sweet discount for the lifetime of your account, 50% off. You can get even more discount with this code, FTLBTC. When you pay with Bitcoin, you'll save 62% off the annual account. So that's code FTL50 for those of you paying with a credit card, and FTLBTC if you're paying with Bitcoin. Either way, you get a heck of a deal on some amazing privacy service and privacy protection that is priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there and get started now. It's software is available, by the way, for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, and Android devices, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. As we continue here, you are welcome to continue the discussion about Scottish independence. We're literally just over 2 weeks away from the vote, and the polling numbers are shifting. It's very exciting. I know we actually had Tommy from Glasgow who was wanting to comment on this. I'm going to see if I can dig him up maybe a little bit later, because he's actually over there and is more tapped into the scene than we are, just reading a Telegraph article. Meantime, you can bring up anything that you want, and there's also that other beheading video. Plus, Mark, you've got a bizarre story about a teenage male who allegedly, according to the law, can't consent to sex, but apparently the law is saying he owes money for child support.
That's so correct.
We'll share that story with you in moments. First, Doug is on the line. Doug, and you got to turn down whatever that is in the background, because I can hear myself talking, Doug, which could be very, very confusing. Do we have Doug with
Hello?
Us? Doug.
Yes, I am.
You are on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I've called you guys a couple times before. I work in a prison here in Michigan. I wanted to give you guys you told me to call you back if I had an interesting story to tell you.
Yeah.
And I got an interesting story to tell you.
Great. Hello.
An inmate today who's a Canadian national. He's from Canada. He owns his own business. It's like one of those outfitters who take people out on things.
Tell you what, Doug, we've got a terrible connection. I'm just going to put you on hold here for a moment, and I apologize about that. Sometimes Skype, you know, 90%+ of the time, probably 95% of the time, works real well. And sometimes it just doesn't.
Sometimes something could be open, you know, downloads.
It could be a torrent or something. Yeah. Like somebody's torrenting in the background. If you're sucking up your bandwidth, Skype is not going to work well. So keep that in mind. We'll see if we can get a better connection from Doug, because I do want to hear his story. And, you know, if Skype's not working, you can always call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. More coming up about the beheading video here in a little bit. But Mark, let's jump into this other story about the young man who was told that, on one hand, he's not old enough to know to consent to sex, but on the other hand, apparently he is old enough to consent to sex, and at least paying child support for the sex he couldn't consent to.
Well, he's old enough now. USAtoday.com. Phoenix. Nick Olivius became a father at 14.
Oh boy.
A fact that he wouldn't learn for 8 years. Well, in high school, Olivius had sex with a 20-year-old woman. As he sees it now, she took advantage of a lonely kid going through a rough patch.
Oh, Lord. Please.
That's as he sees it now. Yeah. This is none of your business, man. Look, it's none of our business. Whatever he says this was is what it was. He's not complaining that she, you know, she's not complaining that he didn't consent. He just said took advantage of somebody going through a rough patch. So, state law says that a child younger than 15 cannot consent with an adult under any circumstance, making Olivius a rape victim.
But Olivius, which state was this? I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
I believe it's in Arizona.
Okay,
thank you. It's from Phoenix, is what it
Got
is.
It.
Okay. A child younger than 15 cannot consent with an adult under any circumstances, making Olivius a rape victim. But Olivius did not press charges, and he says he didn't realize at the time that he would even be something that he could consider. The two went their separate ways. Olivius, now 24.
Obviously because he believed he could consent.
Olivius, now 24 and living in Phoenix, graduated from high school, went to college, and became a medical assistant. Then, 2 years ago, the state served him with papers demanding child support. That's how he found out that he had a then 6-year-old. It was a shock, he said. I was living my life and enjoying being young to find out I had a 6-year-old?
Jeez.
It's unexplainable. It freaked me out. He said he panicked, ignored the legal documents, and never got the required paternity test. The state eventually tracked him down. Olivia said he now owes about $15,000 in back child support and medical bills going back to the child's birth, plus 10% interest. The state seized money from his bank account and is now garnishing his wages at $380 a month.
Jeez.
He's become the state's...
That's a lot of money for anybody, let alone a young person who probably isn't particularly bringing in the bacon.
That's about a week's worth of pay, I would say, would be my guess. He has become one of the state's 153,000 active child support cases, according to the Arizona Department of Economic Security Division of the Child Support Services. In May alone, payments were not made in 49% of cases, according to the agency. Olivia's fear is turned into frustration. He wants to be in his daughter's life and is willing to pay the child support going forward, but he doesn't think that it's right for the state to charge him for fees incurred when he was still a child himself for the years he didn't even know the girl existed. Anything I do as an adult,
good Lord,
I should be responsible for, he said. But as a teenager, I don't think so. Situations such as Olivia's are rare, according to father's rights advocates, but cases in several states have garnered attention. And while there has been some public outcry over charging a crime victim with child support, the courts have consistently said states have every right to do so. States have rights.
Yeah, ridiculous. Only people have rights. Individuals have rights.
The most well-known case was a Kansas boy who, at age 13, impregnated his 17-year-old babysitter. Under Kansas law, a child under the age of 15 is legally unable to consent to sex. The Kansas Supreme Court in 1993 ruled that he was liable for child support.
So this isn't the first time, then.
So apparently a 13-year-old male is responsible for the sex he had.
Crazy. What a crazy just contradiction in the law.
It's nuts. Now, consider that a 13-year-old girl and her parents could make a decision to abort the child, but a 13-year-old boy can't make that decision.
Well, he can make the decision not to have sex in the first place.
He can, but that's not what we call abortion. Do you understand that the decision for the little girl, the young lady, stops 4 months after it does for the young man?
Yeah.
That's an important distinction. California issued a similar state ruling a few years ago in a case of a 15-year-old man, boy, who had sex with a 34-year-old neighbor. In that case, the woman had been convicted of statutory rape. In both cases, it was the state social services agency that pursued the case after the mother sought public assistance. The Kansas court determined that rape was irrelevant and that the child support was not owed to the rapist, but rather to the child. And Mel Fiat, director of the New York-based advocacy group, the National Center for Men.
But the child doesn't get to decide how to spend the money. The child doesn't get the checks. It's the mom who gets the checks.
Yeah, I wonder if the mom had been guilty of a murder of the husband, if the child would still be, you know, can they extract it from the estate?
Well, let's come back with more here. You can share your thoughts and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
diet.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links that you'll see there. There's Amazon and some other stores as well. You can go to Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. And then buy whatever you need to buy. It'll be shipped to you in a lot of cases with free Super Saver shipping. You know Amazon. They've got great deals, huge selection. The user reviews are really helpful in a lot of cases. Go and do your shopping as you normally would do. Just start through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We got Doug in Michigan back on the regular phones. We had some trouble with Skype earlier. Doug, thanks for calling back. You were going to tell us about somebody in your jail or the prison that you work in there in Michigan. So go ahead.
Yeah, I just interacted with this inmate today who he's a Canadian national. He owns a business in one of the provinces of Canada. He's like a tour guide. He takes these people that come in from all over the world and takes them out on hunting excursions, and they, you know, they do their hunting and then they go home. Well, anyway, one of his clients was a Mexican national who had come up there, and he shot some sort of deer. I don't know exactly what breed it was, but it's a very controlled species. And part of the contract that he had with this guy is he would ship the antlers from this deer to this individual after they got home. So he did that, and this deer is not protected under Canadian law at all. It wasn't illegal under Canadian law to do anything that he did, but this guy ship these antlers to this guy down in Mexico. Well, the flight that the package was shipped on had a layover in Chicago. Well, in Chicago, they inspected the plane and found these deer antlers. And come to find out, it's illegal in the United States to ship these to even kill these deer. They
even so, the deer. Just to be clear, hold on. Just to be clear, the deer was shot by someone in the boundary within the boundaries of Canada.
Exactly, by an individual that is a Mexican
from Mexico.
National.
And this is crazy. Okay,
because he can't have these deers shipped with when he can't bring these antlers with him as he travels. He has them shipped to his home of origin. Well, the shipment had a layover in Chicago.
Right.
Government thugs came on board the plane, found the deer antlers, realized it's from this species that's endangered, and decided that this individual needed to be in jail. So they indicted him from the United States to Canada. They indicted him, Canada being the I almost said a bad word, but I didn't. Being very passive as they are. They allowed him to be extradited to the United States.
Wow, just like they did with Mark Emery.
Exactly. Mark Emery to the T. United States, they prosecuted him. He did 3 years in prison. He got a 3-year sentence for doing something that was not illegal in the country that he was living in. But he
so
did,
crazy.
It's insanity. It's absolutely.
How much is he going to do in that 3 years?
80%, right, if it's federal?
Yep, no parole. Nope.
Okay.
He's going to do 2 years, 8 months, whatever. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, well, this is even different, even worse of a miscarriage of justice than the Mark Emery situation, because Mark Emery is shipping seeds to the United States. Mm-hmm. This guy was shipping antlers to Mexico, yeah. And the plane upon which the antlers were being shipped, through no fault of his own, from
right.
what I can tell,
had FedEx,
stopped.
Had FedEx or DHL or whoever flown straight from, you know, one point in Canada to a point in Mexico, then it would have been fine.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, this is insane, and this just goes to show the failing of the grand jury system. The grand jury system was set up to prevent sort of miscarriages of justice like this, and this just goes to show, I'm sorry, I know people love it, but I've got to say that putting justice in the hands of amateurs is a bad idea, because
Amen.
What happens is these
was this jury?
Twisted prosecutors, what?
Was this a jury trial? Do we know? Did he take a plea?
No.
Must have.
Nobody has a jury trial in the federal system. Nobody does. It's so minuscule. No, he had to cop a plea. If he didn't cop a plea, he was going to do probably 15 years.
Had
to cop a plea to only get the small sentence that he got. So, I mean, nobody gets a jury trial.
And this is another thing, another miscarriage of justice within the system is there should never be a plea bargaining system. The plea bargains only benefit two people. The government employees we employ to do a job,
that's
job
right.
is to administer justice, and the guilty people.
That's
so
right.
Everybody should get a day in court. If it's important enough to put somebody in prison for an amount of years, it's important enough to have a jury trial.
That's
there
right.
should
Absolutely.
Be no there should be no plea bargains.
Yep.
Doug, anything else you want to share about the story? It sounds pretty outrageous.
No, that I hear about it every. You know what? I could call you guys once a week with a story like this. Really, I could.
I bet you
it's
could. I bet you could.
Mind-boggling what I see. Yep.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. That's Doug. He works in a federal prison there in Michigan. And there's always stories. I mean, everybody's got a story in prison. Sometimes they're telling you the truth, sometimes not so much. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Pugnacious Pete in Long Beach. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is even more reason why I stick to my theory. Article 3, Section 3 says that if you do treason, you need to be hung till you're dead. You know, I mean, this is egregious. When are they going to stop violating our rights? And what's going to happen for the people to say enough? Do they have to be in prison? Do they have
I don't
to
know. What do you
all
think?
Their stuff? I think.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think? I believe.
Yeah. What do you think?
What's it going to take?
What's it going to take?
Like, it's like that Dead Kennedys album, "Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death." If you take convenience from these people, and they don't have running water, they don't have their TV, they don't have their microwave, they don't have convenience, they're going to go nuts. And, you know, there ain't no MRAD or anything that's going to be able to contain this idolatrous public in this country when stuff hits the fan. What do you think is going to happen? People are going to eat each other. If you don't have Taco Bell and McDonald's and KFC in this country, what do you think is going to happen? I mean,
yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's what it's going to take for there to be a general rebellion. However, I don't trust the general public. The general public is has sat by and let this stuff go on. I don't trust them in a general revolt either. I think that what has to happen is people who are of like minds need to get in certain geographic areas. Otherwise, you're just going to have a repeat of what goes on. That's one of the reasons they call them revolutions, because it just revolves around again. It's the same thing over and over. The Romans called them the hoi polloi, the unwashed masses.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have any love or respect for those people. Yes, they should decide for themselves what their life's to be like, but I don't trust them. They're unqualified, nosy, and lazy, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let me ask you something, okay? The freedom state. I don't like really freezing weather. I lived in Utah for a while and stuff, but I mean, you know, everybody's talking about this Freedom State project and stuff, and now New Hampshire is the best of the best. I mean, there are other few states that have decent stuff, but I mean, what's so good about New Hampshire? I don't have $1 million
Excellent question.
To travel over there right now. I mean, if that was so good and I had the money, I'd go there. Or if I had money, I'd go to another country. I mean, there's some people that are
good question, Pete. Good question. Yeah. If you love liberty, and I don't know if you do.
Mexico is better than us. And freaking Michael Hastings says that Russia is better than here. So, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Pete, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if you're a liberty-minded person, Pete, but for those who are, New Hampshire is the best choice. If you don't love freedom and you aren't willing to give it to other people, even the people that are weird, then you don't really belong in New Hampshire. But New Hampshire's great because there's lots of reasons. In fact, there's the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org, and there's a fairly prominent link up in their menu system that'll get you to the 101 reasons. And I suspect if you do freestateproject.org/101 reasons, I think it comes up. But that, to me, was a very persuasive document as to why to consider.
And that's an old document. Has it been updated?
It's been updated a couple of times. It does need another update, and in fact, I know the guys from the 101 Reasons film documentary crew
are working on it.
Are doing that, or are going to commence doing that very shortly, because there's a documentary that's basically going to take the text version of the 101 Reasons and turn it into a movie.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people talk about lots of different places. I run a web page on Facebook, a Facebook page, documenting the sort of Move Here projects for the Liberty Movement, and essentially, there is the Free State Project, there's a couple of other pretenders, and then there's a bunch of failures. You might find more freedom for the type of life you want to live in some other place, but you won't find people who are talking about the ideas of liberty there.
We will come back with more. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.